Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, well, this is Jonathan Dupree, and this is the Real Estate Agent Coaching Conference call, and I want to welcome you to the call every Friday morning, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. You can dial in or listen over your computer, or you can come back to the page, blogtalkradio.com/megaagentcoach, and listen to all the archived coaching calls and interviews. The goal of this call is simply to share one or two strategies to help you grow your business, one dealing with mindset and skill set, because I believe you have to have a combination of the both. Everything starts with a thought. And so thoughts are things. And so it's really important to develop the proper mindset of a mega agent in addition to the skill sets of a mega agent so that you can have the results that a mega agent has. And so this morning I want to focus on two areas, and we're only going to take about 15 or 20 minutes to talk about these two areas. So grab a pen, grab a notepad, and jot down a couple notes in this call so you can take a few takeaways and implement them into your business. Before we dive into them, here's some really important factors. The speed of growth in your business will always be based on the speed of implementation. How quickly do you take the strategies, thoughts, or ideas that you pick up from a call or a class or an event and implement them? How quickly you implement those will determine how fast you grow in your business. Now, I talk to agents all over the country. I've got opportunity to travel all over the place, coach some of the top agents in the country, meet with them, mastermind with them. I'm looking forward to being at Inman coming up here in San Francisco, California, August 4th through the 7th. So if you're going to be at Inman as well, the Real Estate Connect Conference, I would love to meet with you while I'm out there. And I'll be broadcasting from there, sharing some great strategies, tips, ideas that we're picking up from the conference, meeting with some of the great vendors that will be there. So looking forward to Inman. But traveling to these conferences, and then the following day, the 8th through the 10th, we'll be with John Maxwell in Orlando, Florida, and kind of combining both skill sets and mindset, personal growth, personal development, more with John Maxwell. And I get to meet these people all over the country, and when I talk to them about their business and the success in their business, there's a running theme between those who are successful and those who are struggling. And that running theme is the ones that are successful have clarity to what they want out of their business and out of life. So I'd start the call with this question. Then those that are not successful or that are struggling, they don't have clarity to what they want. They're just flying by the seat of their pants. So here's the question. What's the single biggest thing you can imagine that will grow your business or change your life? What's the single biggest thing you can imagine that will grow your business or change your life? Take some time and think about that question. Answer that question. You might have to answer that question two or three or four times before you really start to dive down and truly answer it. Here's a second question. Who do you need to affect, influence, or take with you to be successful? Who do you need to affect, influence, or take with you to be successful? Charlie Tremendous Jones says who you'll become in the next 5 years is a direct result of the books that you've read and the people you surround yourself with. So if you want to be successful, you've got to surround yourself with great influencers, people who are going to impact your life in a positive way. Some of those people you need to take with you to your next. If you have talented people around you, you always want to surround yourself with talent. There's a great book called The Rare Find, and in The Rare Find, it talks about identifying that talent before anyone else does and then how to keep them with you. There's another great book called Taking People With You by David Novak, and David Novak talks about how to make big things happen in your world by constantly bringing people up with you. You go, how's that help me in my real estate business? What if in your real estate business your goal was to constantly bring people up to a higher level? Whether it's with a buyer, a seller, a client, an affiliate member, another realtor, someone you're co-oping with. But your mindset, your attitude is, how do I help other people get what they want? And if I do that, I'll have everything that I want. So answer that question. Who do you need in your world to affect, to influence, or take with you to be successful? And here's the third question. What perceptions, habits, or beliefs do you need to build, change, or reinforce to reach your big goal? What perceptions, habits, or beliefs do you need to build, change, or reinforce to reach your big goal? That's a powerful question because our perception is our reality. We might have a perception that we could never be successful in this business or that we could be successful, but we could never be that mega agent that walks in the room and people always look at and go, that person, if I could just be like them. That might be a perception that you have about yourself, and for you to reach your big goal, you would maybe need to change that perception. Or maybe you have a habit of not lead generating on a consistent daily basis. And if you have a habit of not lead generating on a consistent daily basis, then that would be a habit you need to change. Or maybe you do lead generate on a daily basis, and that's a habit that you could reinforce. So what perceptions, habits, or beliefs do you need to build, change, or reinforce to reach your goals? Now, it all starts with knowing what your goal is. So what is your big goal? What do you want to accomplish? What's your big goal? And your big goal is not just to go sell some houses. What's the result of that? If you had 100 transactions this year, 75 transactions, 50 transactions, I don't know what the number is. If you made $100,000, $50,000, $300,000, $500,000, what would that do for you? How would that change your world? What would your life look like? Why would that be important to you? Those are the questions that you have to really answer to understand what your big goal is. So what's your big goal? I launched my own real estate company. Now, I didn't do that just because I wanted to have my own company, because I wanted to have a name on a sign. The reason was because I had a bigger goal. I wanted to make a bigger impact in my community, in my church. I met with my pastor, Pastor Jonathan Stockstill. I said, Pastor Jonathan, I want to be a person that you can count on. I might not always be able to be at events or go on mission trips or do all these other things that happen in the church due to my schedule, but I could write a check. I could be a person that could help you accomplish your vision that God's given you for the church. That's a big goal of mine. And so in order for me to accomplish that, I couldn't stay where I was. I had to make changes in order to hit a big goal. So you've got to know what your big goal is, and it's something far greater than just selling a few houses or making a few bucks. So your first step is to have an idea of what you want. Mark Twain says, I can help anybody get anything that they want out of life. The only problem is I can't find anybody who knows what they want. So setting the goal, and let me backtrack, setting the right goal is the first key to achieving success. So you've got to really narrow down what do you want out of this business, because real estate is simply a vehicle that you're driving to get to where you want to be in life. And you can drive that vehicle as fast or as slow as you want. Now, I am a big believer in having big goals. So part of my big goal was to be someone that my pastor could count on or my community could count on to help out in a bigger picture. But also a big goal of mine was to take people with me and give them opportunities to grow, opportunities to reach levels that they never could do where they were, to impact and empower those people around me. So you've got to have these big goals because they drive you and push you and pull you to where you want to be. When you aim for small improvements to the way that you already do something, It's not going to change the way that you think, and therefore you will not open your mind to the new possibilities around you. So you can't just say, well, I'm going to make some small changes. Now, I am a big believer. There's a fantastic book called The Slight Edge by Jeff Olson, and it talks about how making small changes over a period of time have great results. There's just a slight edge between the really successful and those who struggle. However, you've got to think big, because if you just aim for small improvements to how you're already doing things, then you're not going to change the way that you think. And if you go back to T. Harv Eker and Secrets of the Millionaire Mind, I've shared this so many times, our thoughts lead to feelings, which lead to our actions and attitudes and behaviors, which lead to our results. So if you want different results, you got to change how you think. And if you want to change how you think, you got to have bigger goals. You can't just aim for small improvements, because small improvements will not change the way that you think. So the first strategy today is the mindset strategy that I want to share, and that is to identify your big goal. Gain clarity to what you want out of life and out of this business called real estate. And I want you to think big. Think so big that what would you do if you knew you couldn't fail in this business? And that's how you start, is by knowing what you want and gaining clarity to it. Now, the second strategy I want to share this morning is a skill set strategy. And I've got a great success story. I had an agent who called me this past weekend and said, hey, I've got one of my first buyer consultations, and I've got the exclusive right to represent, the buyer agency agreement, and I'm scared to get him to sign it. What are some good questions that I could ask? And so I gave some questions on, and a buyer consultation is more like a needs analysis. You got to think like a consultant. I remember back in the day when my mom owns her own real estate company and I was a kid, they had a MLS book, and all the listings would go into these books that looked like a phone book, and every two or three weeks they would put the new listings in. So if you missed the book, you had to wait till the next book came out. And she actually had a closet that was called the MLS room, and that was where all the books were. And in that day, you were in the information business. The consumer needed you to get the information. Fast forward to where we are today, we're no longer in the information business, because what happens most of the time is that the consumer actually has the information before they even call or connect with the realtor. So you have to not, you're no longer in the information business. You're really in the consulting business. You've got to think like a consultant, a coach, a mentor to your clients, because they call you and they already have a lot of the information before you can even give it to them. So when you're doing a buyer consultation, think of that like you are a consultant and you're asking lots of questions, and you are you're acting like a consultant. So when you go to a doctor, the doctor asks you lots of questions before they just give you a prescription. So you don't want to just say, hey, what houses are you looking at? You want to do a true consultation where you sit down, you ask some great thought-provoking questions to narrow down what your client's goals are, what they're looking to accomplish. And so in this, I'm not sharing about how to do a buyer consultation. I only want to share a few key questions at the end that will help you seal the deal and help you get a buyer agency agreement signed. But I would attend the class or find a tool or resource for you. In our office, we've got a great couple, Ricky and Sherry O'Neill, and they will be teaching a class on how to do a successful buyer consultation in July. So you're welcome to attend that if you want to learn how to do a successful buyer consultation. So I told this agent, I said, you want to do a buyer consultation, here are some questions, and then at the end, after you ask all these questions, here's what you want to do, and this is to tie it down. What you're going to do is say, tell me the five must-haves that you've got to have in your home. What are the five things that it's got to have? And they're going to list those five things, and you write them down. And then, after they list those five things, ask them, what's one more thing that if it just had this, it'd be like kind of over the top? And whatever they say, write it down, and then say, and what would one more thing be? And let them think about it, and they'll tell you, and you write it down, and then finally say, and if there was just one last thing, that this would just be the dream home, the ultimate dream home, what would that be? And write it down. So you've now really captured their five must-haves and three more things that put it over the top dream home. So eight items. That helps you when you're now out showing them houses, you're able to search and make sure that that house has those five must-haves. And if you can find one or two or all three of the other what's one more thing items that they name, it's a home run. So when you show them a house and it's got the five must-haves and it also has the outdoor kitchen and pool that just put it over the top for them, and they're not sure they want to write it up yet, they want to sleep on it, they want to go think about it, you can pull that back out and you can say, Mr. and Miss Buyer, help me understand, tell me why we're not going to go write this home up today, because you told me that the house that you needed to have these five things, and it's got all five of these must-haves. You also said if it had a pool, that'd be over the top, and if it had an outdoor kitchen, that'd be your dream home, and it's got both of those too, and my concern is that you're going to go sleep on it because maybe you're just a little bit nervous in writing the offer so fast, but I pulled everything on the market that fit what we're looking for, and this is the property for you. And my concern is if we don't write it up and you go sleep on it and then you call me tomorrow and want to write it up, it could already be under contract and we're starting all over again and you've lost out on your dream home. So those five must-haves is such a powerful tool to move. I'm not manipulating. I'm simply moving a client through a process. That's it. I'm moving a client through a process and helping them get what they want. So if I do a good enough job on the consultation on the front end, then I'm going to seal the deal on the back end. Now, in the buyer consultation, I told the same agent who struggled with getting a buyer agency agreement signed only because she was nervous. In our own mind, when we present that buyer agency agreement, we think it's a bigger issue than it really is to a client. We think they won't want to sign it. Go back to the question that I asked earlier, what's one habit or what habit or belief or perception do you have that you need to change or reinforce to be able to accomplish your goal? When it comes to the goal of getting a buyer agency agreement signed, a lot of times we have our own perception that we need to change, and that perception is the client wouldn't want to sign this. The client's going to say no. This will scare the client off. And the reality is the client goes, I like the way that you work. I want to do business with you. So I said, after you go through the five must-haves and add the three more, what's one more thing, then say, fantastic, and pull out the buyer agency agreement. Say, there's one more tool I need you to sign that's going to put me to work for you. This tool is a loyalty agreement that says I'm going to be loyal to you and you're going to be loyal to me and I'm your realtor of choice. It simply says that you and I are going to be loyal to each other, and then just put it in front of them. And if they give you an objection, I don't want to sign this, what does this really say? Then just explain it to them and just say, this simply says, think of it like we're dating. We're not married, we're dating. What's the great thing about dating someone and you don't like them? You can break up with them. So at any time that you feel like I'm not doing my job or I feel like you're not doing your job, we can break up with each other. So it's a very low-key, easy way to present the buyer agency agreement, and rarely will you have any objection to it at all if you handle the consultation on the front end the right way. So again, the five must-haves are, what are the five must-haves that this house has to have? What's one more thing that would just put it over the top? And if it could have one more thing, what would that be? And if there was just one more thing, that if it had this, it'd be your dream home, what would that be? And after you ask those questions, you write them down because you want to bring that sheet with you to the show and But then you pull out the buyer agency agreement and say, there's just one more tool I need you to sign that puts me to work for you. This tool says that I'm going to be loyal to you, you're going to be loyal to me, and that I'm your realtor of choice when it comes to helping you find a home. That series of questions that I just went through in the script of the buyer agency agreement is one strategy that I guarantee you, if you implement, you will secure more buyers who are more loyal to you and love the way that you work and send you referrals after working with you because you treat them like a true professional, because you're now thinking like a consultant and a coach moving someone through a process versus a salesperson who's taking orders and simply being an information giver. Don't be an information giver. Be a true consultant coach. Work on your questioning skills and your listening skills and your scripting skills so that you can overcome the objections, move them through the process. And by the way, when a client gives you an objection, they're simply saying, I don't have enough information from you yet to feel comfortable enough to say yes. It's initial resistance. We all have it. We all do it. So work on those skill sets, and it will help you become a master closer, master agent, consultant who's able to help clients get what they want. And back to the statement by Zig Ziglar, if you can help enough people get what they want, you'll get everything that you want. So guys, clarity to your big goal. Write it down. What's your big goal? What do you want out of this business? Identify what habits, perceptions, and beliefs you need to change or reinforce to accomplish that goal, and then implement the five must-haves and the script for the buyer agency agreement into your buyer consultation. Those are two great strategies that will help you move to the next level in your business. And the great news is you can implement both of those starting right now today. And if you don't know how to do a successful buyer consultation, make sure if you're in the Baton Rouge area, or if you're not and you want to participate via the online stream, send me a message and I will send you the link to Ricky and Sherry O'Neill's How to Do a Successful Buyer Consultation. Guys, have a wonderful weekend, and thanks for being on the call.